This week, the United States said it will resume major aid to Zimbabwe's new coalition government, but only after it proves it is changing President Robert Mugabe's ruinous policies and restoring human rights and democracy to its people. Until then, the State Department said U.S. humanitarian aid will continue to those who are suffering. Dennis Benton, spokesperson for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil, says that the country's request for $2 billion in Western aid is a small fraction of what is needed to lift Zimbabwe out of its dire situation.
The government is asking for outside help for the development of about $2 billion up front and a further $8 billion in longer-term assistance. But these figures are in reality only a fraction of what it needs. The IMF this week estimated that it will take $45 billion over the next 5 years to restore Zimbabwe to the position it was in the 1990s. It shows the extent of destruction, the looting of the economy under the Mugabe regime, which is still really holding the levers of power in Zimbabwe. And this is what is causing the Western powers